Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Fame.
That would be a little weird, but as we know, there's a lot of fame that comes from Strange Brew Coffeehouse.
Well, it's going to live forever. So I'm just saying.
Fame.
So anyway, wherever
there you're was I've told this story before, but there was a good incident mm-hmm. in Strange Brew. I think it was maybe last year or so. My dad, Big Dad.
Speaking of famous, yeah.
Was noticed inside Strange Brew Coffeehouse and a scene was made. And it just became a thing. And everybody in the building knew that Big Daddy was in the house.
I mean, Big Daddy to me should get his own theme music. Now he can pick whatever I think he should go with Renegade. I think he should. But if he wanted to go with anything else, you know, if I'm telling you, when Big Daddy walks into a room, that I think he should have his own theme music. He's earned it.
I don't know what I would say his favorite song is, mm-hmm. but the one that I associate with him the most is, strangely, Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan.
That's a good one.
I don't know why that is attached to him the way that it is, but apparently he had that on 8-track and he burned it up. He played it so much riding the streets of Eupora back in the day. So he's a big Steely Dan guy. So I guess we'll go with Steely Dan. That, if you look at my dad, you don't see Steely Dan. He doesn't get off Steely Dan.
I mean, he grew
Dan
up in a time where Steely Dan would have been a big thing.
Yes. So. And yeah. My dad back in the day when that was coming out, he was rocking the flow. He had a really nice head of lettuce and had a nice mustache. He was a handsome guy.
And there's no question about it. Produced a handsome son.
Well, I don't know if I'll ever live up to the expectation.
No, don't even try. Just make your own way.
I just have to be happy with where I am in life. Yeah. I'm Brother Rob's son.
That's a good call. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It was what was for dinner last night. The Philly cheesesteak pizzas were good. Tonight, cheeseburger smash tacos, going to be good. I don't know about tomorrow. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I might go beef three days in a row. Wife's out of town. Why not live it up a little bit, right?
Beef is what's going to be for dinner at the Haydad household, I imagine.
I don't see why it wouldn't be. It should be for you as well. If you're looking for great recipes, you could just hit me up. But if that doesn't work for you, you can always go to msbeef.org and check out what they've got there at the website, along with a lot of great information about our beef providers here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it is what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. It's, you know, Mother's Day is this weekend, guys. If you haven't made those purchases yet, you got issues. You need to do something quick. Well, good news. If mom's a bulldog, everything you need is under one roof there at College Corner. So if you're in the Jackson area, if you're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet or Flowood by the Half Shell, you can just pop in and make a purchase. It's going to make mom really happy this Mother's Day. More important, well, not more importantly, but of equal importance. We're only a month away from Father's Day. And, you know, you got time to think about that one. So you can hook that up as well. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We do love a trip to Restaurant Tyler here on this show. And we will always be excited to go there And maybe we can do that this can we do that this week, Robbie? Can we go to a restaurant, Tyler? Can we?
I am going to Restaurant Tyler tomorrow. I believe it is a business luncheon. And in fairness, you had this exact same business luncheon without me. So I'm just being
I
honest.
had a business luncheon
Yes.
without you.
Yes, with this particular person.
You have to text me this person. I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah, I will, but
But
I am going to Restaurant Tyler. I regret to inform you, I don't believe you're invited. But I was not, like I said, I was not invited whenever you went, so it's all fair. Don't get salty over there.
I'm just trying to remember who I ate lunch with, and you couldn't come.
I don't know if it was like I couldn't come. It was just you were asked to go eat lunch. Now I've been
I
asked to
think
go
I
eat
know who
lunch.
it is. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I hope you'll have some great information for us after that
I
particular.
hope so as well.
Yeah. Well, hope you enjoy.
It's
I'm
with
sure it'll be great.
Zach Selman. He's telling me about the coaching search.
Well, I mean, if there's one thing I know about you is that you're going to make your voices heard to the different decision makers at Mississippi State.
That's
And
true.
they are clamoring. I'm just kind of surprised that you had time for lunch. Normally you don't have time for lunch, but that's a different story
I
altogether,
always make time for lunch.
especially when it's at Restaurant Tyler.
That's true.
Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only where they're located, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, and most importantly, how to prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you deserve to get answers on your schedule. You don't need to have to wait around. You don't have to worry about somebody telling you this, that, or the other. You want a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. That's the kind of service you're getting from Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I have gotten like 100 emails today, and they're all crap. I don't know what is going on.
That's just what emails have become. There's not a whole lot of like it used to be like a main form of communication.
Yeah.
Now it's just like where
Nothing.
you send all your newsletters and your junk and things like
If
that.
I'm emailing somebody, it's because I don't have their phone number. Almost.
And I can't really talk because I usually send a daily email newsletter with our website. So I can't really.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. I
if you're
get your
subscribed
emails.
to,
I get your email every day.
okay.
Comes usually while I'm out on my walk around like 9-ish. That's when I'm getting that email.
I usually send in about 8:39.
Yeah.
It just depends on how many stories I have to send out. If I have enough that I feel like it's worth sending out, I'll send it out. But
Somebody wants to subscribe to
yeah.
the, do you just get that automatically with your subscription to 1-3, or do you have to
I believe
opt
so.
in?
And there's also a link, but I would have to send it out. I have to find it
I
somewhere.
got you. I got you. All
Yeah.
right. Time for the rumblings. The rumblings are brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle area, if you're in Tupelo and you have a fire, you have storm damage, call our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. That's the search
Fire.
firm Zach Selman should be calling. Dude, we've had damage to this baseball program. Call Paul Davis. Get them on board.
Can they be the search firm?
They should be the search firm. Because they said they're guaranteeing us that not only will they will restore us, but they will make us better than ever before.
That's true.
I mean, take advantage, Zach. Are you listening? All right.
A
Rob
lot of
Hathaway has
questions
our
for that.
first questions today on the rumblings. With On3 acquiring rivals, does that herald the return of Bulldog Blitz? Bulldogblitz.com. That's
That's where I began.
where you cut your teeth.
That's correct.
I did say, I don't know if you saw this. I posted on your on three. I was like, I just hope this deal did not include Kay Turner. We cannot have that guy coming back.
Man,
The worst message board poster of all time.
I think he has been back, but it's by a different name, and he
Wow.
kind of comes and goes. I'm
Well,
almost positive that's the
he did
guy
not
that
come and
told
go
me.
on Rivals.
Well, I'm almost positive that is the guy that told me that Syracuse was about to become a national power.
No.
Yes.
That was our boy Coy.
No. That was not Coy.
You sure?
Yes.
I'm
That
almost positive it was.
it was Maruniak.
Oh, you're right. Okay,
Who
you're correct.
I've in my brain associated to be
Kay
Kay
Turner.
Turner. I don't know if it is,
You
but
could go. You would go to Bulldog Blitz, and you would see literally every thread. The last reply was from Kay Turner.
Kay
Like
Turner.
literally, I was just like, "Oh my God, this guy!" Eesh.
He was a big Bulldog Blitz guy.
He was.
So I, you know, Logan was at Bulldog Blitz.
Yeah.
Logan Lowry was at Bulldog Blitz. I was a senior in college. I was working for as an intern with media relations. I had a good relationship with all the media, kind of like the people that have come through media relations interning in the past. We've built kind of relationships with them in passing. I have built a good relationship with everybody, Paul, Logan, all those guys. And so Logan was getting ready, I think he was getting ready to move on to maybe the newspaper business, because that site was very difficult to build, because you had two established websites. You had Gene's page, and then you had Bulldog Junction / 247, because Paul was at Bulldog Junction and then he went to 247. So you had the two established voices, basically Gene and Steve and then Paul. And in this market, it's very difficult to have three established websites. So all that to say, Logan wanted a more, I think, stable position. And this job opened up. I somehow fell into it as a senior in college covering Mississippi State. And I had to run that website by myself. Had never worked in this business in my life, had never worked in journalism. I was going into public relations. I had no like real connections as far as sources outside of the people that already knew in the athletic department. And at that point, I wouldn't say I was becoming the enemy, but like I'm on the opposite side now. Like I'm not going to be privy to a lot of the information I was getting in the athletic department because I'm not working with them anymore. So it was difficult to do that, but I felt like I built it a little bit, and
It was fine. It was a good site. I
I got
enjoyed
some
going
good
there.
subscribers, but it had a ceiling on it. It still does. Nobody's been running that site consistently. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but it's my understanding that Rivals is mostly going to continue to kind of run like it is and with separate sites. I would imagine eventually a lot of the sites are going to merge, but there's if anything with Bulldog Blitz, I don't think anything's going to really happen with it. It's going to kind of drift. Like I don't think they're going to merge with us, because I imagine everybody that's subscribed there is either subscribed to us or to Gene's page. So, and I don't know why you would be. I mean, no offense to them, but I don't know why you'd be subscribed to them at this point. That there is no one that's like on the beat running it. So.
Also from Rob, speaking of which, does Shannon Terry have any plans to purchase Bulldog Junction? I'd like to get that lifetime subscription reactivated.
It's funny,
We really should do a 30 for 30, something like that, with me, you, Logan, Paul, and Bob Karskadden. And we just sit down and talk it out.
I was on the subscription side of it. I was supposed to get a
I was somewhere in the middle.
I y y'all actually, I think, worked
I
with
got my
Michael.
money. I
I
got
never worked
the.
with Michael, but I was supposed to get a lifetime subscription. I never got one.
Yeah.
He never answered me.
Lifetime subscription.
What's funny is like I was tasked with coming up with the name of our website,
Yeah.
and I came up with about 15 names, and a lot of them
You're talking about
were
the current on three site.
yes.
Yeah.
I came up with Maroon and White Daily. That's what we settled on. But I had a lot of great names that basically got cut because of copyright infringement, or MSU licensing wouldn't allow it to go or something. And one of the ones that I wanted to do that I thought would be really good was The Junction. And the second I wrote it down, I was like, nope. I went and scratched it off immediately. I was like, the first thing that's going to be associated with this is Bulldog Junction, and I can't have that happen. So
So
that's a great name, by the way.
when V Sporto first started off, and I mean, I guess it kind of ends the same way that Bulldog Junction did, but when they started, they said when they would go around town and try to drum up advertising, people were like, wait a minute, is this that thing with Michael Wardlaw? Because I don't want any part of that.
Yep.
He had poisoned the well. So yeah, Bulldog Junction, rest in peace.
Great name, but it's forever tarnished.
Last one here from Rob. What does the word Panama have at all to do with other than the lyrics of that song? It's just called Panama. They don't talk about anything Panamanian by nature in it.
No, but if you sang that song and you changed the lyrics to it, it wouldn't sound right.
Let me
It,
try
it's
it. Let's
got
see.
to be Panama.
Mexico! Mexico! See, it doesn't really work.
I mean, I'm looking at the lyrics right now, and I, first of all, seeing lyrics like on this is Lyric Genius.
Yeah.
Seeing lyrics where they put in like
The wow.
David Lee Roth's
Yeah.
like little ah
Yeah.
is
Roth did that kind of
objectively
stuff all the
funny.
time.
I don't know. There's nothing in here
Nothing.
that screams Panama other than
Other than
Panama,
the word
Panama,
Panama.
Panama, Panama on the chorus.
Trying to think of another three syllable country. Ecuador. Duh, duh, duh. Ecuador. See, it just doesn't work.
What does hot shoe burning down the avenue mean? Which I always say
Means they
boinin'.
did a lot of cocaine.
Whenever I sing that, I always say boinin', boinin'
Boyden.
down the avenue.
Trying to think
And
of another three
I
syllable
also
country before we get out of here.
I cannot hear the song without thinking about what is the movie that this is in? Superbad.
Yeah,
With the
I've got it.
cops.
I've got the three syllable country ready. Lebanon, duh, duh, duh. Lebanon.
Your home country.
That's what I'm saying. They definitely burned down the avenue there, so we'll see.
That's
All right,
yeah, I and then we got the spoken interlude down
Canada,
here.
Canada,
Canada, that but I mean
Canada would
Canada's
really
kind of
work. They might actually say boining down the avenue in Canada.
so like the
Is Randy
song
Newman singing this song? Boining down the avenue.
Boynton.
Wet headed, weighty. All right.
Boynton. Yeah, I have no idea. What is this
One
song? Is
point.
this song about cocaine? Is that what you
It's got
said?
to be, you know, something like that.
It makes no sense. It's about a car, and you know, there's the spoken interlude in there where he's
Yeah.
talking about easing the seat back.
Well,
That's just
that's
crazy.
something new, and we all know what's going on there. So, we're going to skip Willie Dizzle's question because that's just gross.
Oh,
Steve, our good friend Steve Mormon
yeah.
asked.
That's
Yeah, I'm not going to answer it.
yeah. Let's not do that.
What character that didn't die but deserved to? What character? Hey, hold on. What's the character that didn't die but deserved to on The Sopranos? For me, it's AJ. I would not have. I get where you're coming from with this, right? But, dude, if AJ had gotten killed, that would have been horrific for Tony. He and Carmella, it would have killed them. So I'm glad that AJ lived.
Junior.
Yeah, Junior just kind of. I mean, he dies eventually, but you know, yeah, Junior deserved to go.
But I think the way that they handled that story was how it should have been.
I'm trying to think, is there anybody?
Because Tony was like always, like Tony always wanted Junior's like admiration, affection. Like he never got it.
What about Zellman, the councilman? Behind Tony's back was doing his girlfriend.
Yes.
I could have seen, I mean, he beat him up, but he never he could have killed him and nobody would have said. Yeah, there's not.
He spanked him. He beat him with a
Yeah,
belt.
he took him off, took his belt. That is an alpha move there. I'm trying to. There's no. You know what's funny is there's a lot more people on the Sopranos that died that didn't deserve to die, like Eugene. He didn't deserve what happened to him.
Yeah, that was sad.
That sucked. Bobby. It's. I didn't want to see Bobby go out like that. He was just in the model train store having a good time.
He
You
just
know.
wanted to play with his trains.
Yeah. So there you
Yeah,
go.
I don't know. I mean, pretty much everybody that deserved died
Hey,
died.
Richie, Jackie Jr., Ralphie, they all did. Vito had to go. Yeah. Social
To
club.
go.
He had to go. Chrissy had to go when he went.
Chrissy
He
had
had
to
to go. He
go.
was a liability.
Yep.
Also, now that T&L Industries are expanding, can I be your latex salesman? Are we expanding?
I don't know. Are we?
I
Is he saying that we're getting fatter?
haven't talked to our shareholders. I haven't had a shareholders meeting in quite a while, so we might have to do
I
that.
think he's saying we're getting fatter.
I'm not though. I'm the opposite. I'm losing weight.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. John Durgin May asks us, the baseball team seems looser now. Could this have been avoided if the AD showed faith in Lemonis and told the team his job wasn't in jeopardy? After this weekend, nothing seemed different from a game management standpoint, other than Lemonis was not in the dugout. I mean, perhaps, but who would have believed them?
Yeah.
If Selman had come out with the vote of confidence, we would all been like, okay, we know where this is going.
Well, and also, I mean, I think people would be furious.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but we had kind of moved, we had kind of started saying that this everything's moved towards the direction of this fan base being all in on one page,
Yeah.
that Chris Lemonis was his time was up here. So I think this was the right move all the way around. I think they needed a jolt. I think that everything had kind of become stale. They didn't have a lot of confidence, and this has kind of changed everything.
Jason Schmidt asks us, if both basketball teams could hold a roster for 2 to 3 years with nobody transferring but adding solid pieces, you think they could potentially win a national championship? Are you asking if that nobody can transfer out, but they can transfer in? Like, yeah, that would be great for Mississippi State. I don't quite understand the question.
I think that's what he's saying. Like he's saying if there was if they had roster retention, they kept everybody, and then when people left, they added new pieces. But that also means you don't like make adjustments yourself too.
Right,
And
like
I think that
Kugel and Nwoko are still here, as opposed to Quincy Ballard and Ali. So I don't, yeah. So
I think, I was always told in business, every successful business has cuts and has a lot of movement within their company, and I think that applies to sports too. I think you do have to have some healthy cuts, and you have to have pieces that aren't going to help you move out. So I don't think that like just keeping your roster 100% intact and you're just adding a piece here and there replacing what you lost in graduation would necessarily equal a national championship, because there are going to be some guys that you get in the portal or out of high school that don't work out. There's always going to be some fluctuation, but I do think if you're able to retain who you want to retain and add solid pieces, that you're probably going to get a really solid team and a really solid core. But it's just hard to do now in this age.
Brian McDuff asks, what is the best way to keep the science and be successful? Thursday through Saturday softball and doubleheader Saturday for baseball? That's how it worked out. Like the science avoided each other until Saturday, in which case the right team won.
Also, I don't think I'll have to go back to the lab today and check, but I don't think that we're really doing the baseball and softball science.
It
I don't
feels
think
like
that that
fringe
exists.
science.
Yes, it's across the basketball
Right.
and baseball
And basketball,
landscape.
football things. Yeah.
Yes.
Also from McDuff, who has the best name that's also a sentence? C. Thomas Howell, Imogene Poots, Norman Fell, or Teddy Swims? C. Thomas Howell is the got to be the best one because it's got three.
It's got three words.
It's a three-word sentence. C. Thomas Howell.
How do you see a how?
Well, you really hear someone howl, but you
Yeah,
know.
so that one's out. That doesn't
Oh,
make
you
any
say
sense.
okay. Well, then, which one do you want to go with?
Well, Imogene Poots is funny.
It's fun.
Teddy Swims is number one for me because I love Teddy Swims.
Okay.
And picturing Teddy, a guy named Teddy swimming, is just funny to me. But Imogene Poots is also very good.
Okay, we'll go with that.
What was the was it the volleyball girl whose name
Oh,
was like Cat Poot?
feline.
Feline Poot.
Yeah.
Or is that softball?
It was softball.
That's
That's
excellent.
tough, yeah.
Feline Poot.
Brogan Fairchild. It turns out Dick Tips is a real man. Well, yeah. That said, what are some of the funniest fake names you've heard that you can actually mention on air? Did you ever use a fake name to get something for free? I once used the name Stretch Armstrong to get free CDs from BMG Music. We all owe BMG Music a lot of money, I feel like. I feel like everybody age like 50 to 35 took advantage of the 12 CDs for a penny thing and, went from there.
What's BMG Music again?
You might remember BMG and Columbia House. You may be a little young.
Oh, like it's a company like
It was
a
a CD company. You bought CDs from them, and what their introductory offer was, you got your first like 10 CDs for a penny, but then you had to agree to pay $60 a month or something or something. I don't know what it was. $60 a year to get more CDs, but nobody ever did that. They would just send the penny in, and then we were all in college. Nobody just didn't care. We just stopped paying it.
Yeah.
The bill came in the mail, and it went in the trash. So,
Man, I think about all the time like how much money we've wasted on CDs and DVDs
it's a lot.
when now we have Spotify and we can listen to whatever album or CD
Yeah.
we want to. I mean, it was great to have that physical
Oh, to have
thing.
the tower? Yeah. That said,
Yeah.
that's not our question here. Our question is, have you ever used a fake name? Do you have a fake funny name?
Not to get something free,
Yeah.
no.
Did your wife have a fake name she would give to guys she wasn't interested in?
No, but I have a story.
Okay.
There
Because
was
Jennifer had
a
one. Jennifer would tell guys she was Carla G. Stringer.
G-string.
G Stringer. Yeah. That was her I'm not interested in you name.
In college, I had met a girl who was telling people her name was Lucy. And she actually was invited to my apartment by a friend of mine who was also using a fake name. So they
Oh
were
my God.
using fake names towards each other or
Yeah.
whatever. And eventually, me and her ended up starting to talk.
Okay.
And like, I don't really know what our thing was. Like, I don't know if we were like dating or whatever, but we ended up like spending a lot of time together and it was like not real serious, but it was beyond just being friends or whatever. And she used a fake name when I first met her. And to be honest with you, I still don't remember what her like I don't even know if she ever told me her last name. And I honestly don't know if what she told me her name was after her fake name is her real name. Like this girl disappeared. I don't know where she is. This is like before like we were really locked in on Facebook and stuff. Like I have no clue where she is right now, if that was her actual name, what's happened with her. Really sweet girl, but I had that happen to me back in like 2008. And it was interesting experience. You can't really do that much anymore because people can find
It's
you
too easy now.
on the
Yeah.
phone easily.
Yeah, agreed.
But yeah, that was pretty strange. She told me her name was Lucy, and immediately I was like, "That's not your actual name.
Yeah.
Nobody's name is Lucy."
No, not anymore. Also from Brogan, if you could be a member of the cast of any reality TV show, which one would it be?
It needs to be something where I can win something. I want to go home like with a prize. I want it to be a not Survivor or anything like that. I don't want to be stranded on a desert island or whatever, but like some kind of millionaire thing or something like that. I don't know. I don't watch reality TV much anymore. My wife does.
I'm trying to think, is there one that just stands out for me here?
You want to be on Big Brother?
No. I don't want to be on anything where it's like a real competition. Like I don't want to have to do anything. Like I would never be on Survivor.
No.
So what do I want to be on?
Fear Factor.
Oh God, no.
You have to lay in
What's
a
that show with all
hangar.
those easy women? Temptation Island. That's my choice. That's where I'm going. Be the fat guy on there. Just walking around in a Hawaiian shirt all the time.
Everybody's like they're just like panning the crew, and it's like these like jacked up like
Yeah.
six
And then
pack
it's just
abs.
me.
You're just like standing there like Peter Griffin.
It'd be great though, because I'd just be like, hey, I actually have a job.
I'm not a model.
Yeah. I'm
They're
not an
all models.
influencer. I have a weekly salary. Colton Watson. Kind of late in the day here, Colton. What's going on?
Well, the rumblings were late in the day. Let's
How
be
much
fair.
has the lack of availability slash reliability of Mekhi Grant, Jacob Pruitt, Gavin Black, Bradley Lofton, Chase Hungate, and Charlie Foster affected this team performance? How much of their unavailability is a failure of coaching, recruiting, development? How much is bad luck? Well, I mean, Lofton, Hungate, Black, and Foster are all been hurt. I mean, nothing you can do
Well,
about it.
I'll say like Lofton, I had no
It's gone.
expectations for
Yeah, if
him.
you came into this season thinking that Bradley Lofton was going to be a key piece, that's on you. The two guys you're looking at right now tried to tell you not to count on him.
Yeah, I think not having Gavin Black and Charlie Foster has been big, because I think Black was going to be a big piece of your bullpen. Foster, we both felt like could start on the weekends. Like I could see him being your Sunday starter. I think he was capable of doing that. Hungate, that was a big loss, not having him, because he's a guy that I felt like could be a probably the guy that you use more than anybody in the bullpen. Pruitt is the biggest one here, like not working out.
Yeah,
Like the other
that's a
one's just
guy
kind
that
of freak,
you and
so.
I both thought he would be a weekend guy when he signed.
Yeah. He just was bad evaluation, I think. That it just didn't work
Just
out.
missed. Yeah.
And then Mekhi Grant, that's on him. I mean, he made his own mistakes. But yeah, all these guys not being available are big. And some of this is not on the coaches. It's just bad luck. But I do think Justin Parker probably should have been a little more proactive in the portal, going after impact arms and landing them. I think they relied a little too much on what they had coming back and what they'd already gotten in the portal. And I don't think they really did a good job of going out there and stacking this roster with pitchers that can help. But it seems like they're piecing it together for the most part.
What is more likely for Pruitt in 2026? Resurgence a la Tyson Harden or bullpen guy at Southern Miss?
It's a good question.
I mean, with a new coach coming in, you have to think if he's on the roster come opening day next year, they believe that he can do something.
Yeah.
And if not, he will not, it will not be. So I feel like we'll know pretty quickly, right? If he's on the roster, I'm going to say, okay, bounce back candidate.
Yeah. And he does have some stuff that you like. It's just
Yeah. He
whatever
was
reason.
really good against Southern Miss in that
Yeah.
midweek game. And you were like, okay, he'll be on the weekends next
Or
week. It
was it Southern Miss or Troy?
was Southern Miss, wasn't it?
Okay.
No, it was Troy. It was Troy. You're right. It was Troy.
Yeah. Because I thought he pitched really well, and it's like they didn't do anything offensively to help.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. It's so funny. We've been talking about Carson Ligon all year, right? And like, he just blah, blah, blah. Has not missed a start. Has started
No, he's
every
played.
weekend.
He has been there the entire way. It's
Yeah.
really crazy, and it kind of speaks to the fact that they just don't have anybody that could step in that role. I think Charlie Foster would have done that, but
Yes, I agree. Last one here from Colton. How do they do the head count for the Derby? They just count them.
I think what they said was like they kind of
They do it based
estimate
off of
via
like
like the
social media stuff, like how many, like they're able to track people connecting to Wi-Fi and things like
Yeah,
that.
like the cell phone pings and
Yeah.
foot traffic, stuff like that. I mean, you can estimate it.
I will say this. I may have a little bit of a rant here. There's way too many people concerned with how they do this. Like, who gives a crap how many people were there? It's a lot of people. It's a great event. Everybody loves it. Why do we care how many? They said 80,000. Just go with it. You didn't
And
lose
it's like
money on that deal.
it's like state people that do that stuff too.
Right. Ole
Like you
Miss.
don't ever see people at Ole Miss do this stuff.
Ole Miss.
Nobody at Ole Miss
Bull
does
Decker
this.
could
It's
say
like
they had 250,000 people there, and Ole Miss fans would be like, "We had 250,000 people here."
and run with it and
It's the same
celebrate
thing with
it.
this graphic that came out the other day, where the guy said he liked Starkville. He had all these things there. Immediately, you have people who say they're Mississippi State fans, like, "I don't get this, man. Yeah, Starkville's not that great. It's not better than so and so." If Ole Miss is on that graphic, everybody is like, "Ole Miss should be number one. We are the number one college town in America." Guys, why are we looking so deep? Why is there so much investigative journalism happening into how many people were at a wiener dog race? Just accept the number and move on with your life.
I've never understood this about
It
a
just
lot of
doesn't make
state
any
people.
sense to
Like
me.
they would rather discredit like their own stuff
Exactly.
than just
They would rather
praise
have somebody prove there were only 35,000 people there
it.
than embrace it.
Here's the bottom line. Mississippi State has something cool with this Derby thing that they're running in the spring. Embrace it. And if I mean, come to it. A lot of the people that are discounting it weren't even there.
I
That's the
would.
thing, though. There were people saying there wasn't 80,000. They weren't even at the freaking thing.
I know.
So I've never understood this.
It bothers me. It legitimately bothers me. All right, we're going to do one more, then we'll do the break here. This one's from our friend Mike Phillips. Went to my first games at the Dude this past weekend in a few years. Am I getting old, or is the music between inning and during pitching changes entirely too loud? Mike, I hate to tell you this. I hate to be the one to break this news to you. You're getting old.
Are you getting older if the music is too loud? Because to me, a lot of old people blare things louder than they
Well,
should be because
because
they
they
can't.
can't hear, but at the same time, when they, especially when it's music you don't really know or like when it's Reed Stallman's outro or walk
The
music,
mumble rap.
we determined in the press box the beginning of Reed Stallman's song is the same noise that we make at 3 in the morning when you ate Taco Bell for dinner. You wake up,
Yes.
you're like, that's what you do.
When you had a chalupa
Yeah.
at 11 p.m.
When you ate
and
fourth meal.
the meat set out just a little too long and it didn't go down right with your Baja
You
Blast.
had one too many Mexi melts.
Yes.
Yeah, you wake up at 3 a.m.
That's the real Baja Blast. When your Doritos Locos Tacos is not
Yeah.
digesting well.
Yeah. So, if you don't know what we're talking about, just make sure you listen next time Reed Stallman comes to the plate and tell me that's not the noise a human grown man makes when Taco Bell
I don't
finally
know
hits.
what's being said into that in that song
No
until they
clue.
go all through the late night.
That's all I know. Yeah.
That's it.
So I was doing good a few years ago when I knew the words to Rowdy Jordan's walkout, a little Travis Scott, but now
Well,
it's
you had to look up the lyrics for
I
that.
did look up the lyrics, but we looked them up. Me and Tyler Horka sang it every time he came to the. We had the hand gesture, like we were up there, like we got $100 bills or whatever he said. I don't know. All
Yeah,
right.
that one I'm not a fan of Reed Stallman's.
Right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Today, Tuesday, was Taco Tuesday at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. They have $2 tacos on Tuesdays and $2 lime margaritas. So I mean, yeah.
And those tacos will not make you make
No,
that Reed
no.
Stallman song
No,
sing.
you'll be much happier on Taco Tuesday. Plus, those aren't like, I mean, those are real tacos, man. They're full of food. So I mean, for $6, you can get really full on Taco Tuesday at Two Brothers. Today is Wing Wednesday, so go check out their awesome smoked wings. Which now they have all those different sauces for them. Get the lemon pepper wet. I'm just telling you. That's just my personal suggestion to you. Or you can go a different route entirely and go over to the older brother for a fancy sandwich. Wherever you want to go, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the older brother, right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
See, now that works. That gets me excited to see Reed Stallman hit. Whenever you when you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need any kind of copy or printer, anything like that, they've got it at Advantage Business Systems. But most importantly, when something goes wrong, they're going to take care of you after the sale. They're going to give you great service beyond the sale. Anybody can sell it to you. Who's there for you afterwards? That's who makes the difference for you. And that's what you can count on with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend for Mississippi State versus Ole Miss, if you're going to be here anytime after that, if you got to wait all the way to football season to come back to Starkville, whenever it is, make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. for your Mississippi State gear. I know when people come to Starkville, they always want to buy new gear, new shirts, new hats, new polos, whatever. The place to do it is Maroon & Co., the biggest, the best selection in all of Starkville. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be working out in the lawn on your lawn this weekend in the garden, if you got projects due around the house, before you do anything else, make sure you're headed to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It is a one-stop shop. Everything a man needs to keep his house, his garden, his yard, his grill looking tip-top can be found there at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It is going on right now, the John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales Event. 0% financing up to 48 months on the John Deere Gators and commercial mowers. 0% financing up to 72 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Do not miss out on that. Offer is valid through June 2nd, so you got another month to do this. You can see your dealer for details. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm and Garden, Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you need for less. I gotta turn the fan on in here. It's warm. I'm gonna be right back. I'll be right back. You could have come up with a little, witty retort there or something.
I didn't have any retorts.
I see. All right. Well, we'll move forward then. Tim Monroe, what are the top three social media accounts you follow? Can be sports or any other subject. All right, so I'm gonna give one that might be a little controversial, but does Bunky Perkins ever tweet anything that's not funny? He's got
Yes,
a pretty good hit. He's got a pretty good hit rate.
when he's talking trash about Mississippi State, yes.
Yeah, but but I will give him credit though. He is an Ole Miss fan that you can fire back at, and he'll be like, "All right, you got me."
No, I like Bunky a lot.
Bunky is a good one. Karen Howell, another one that's always funny, always hits. She's been less on social media since she had a kid. I
But
get
you had a
that.
kid?
Yeah, she had a kid.
Oh.
So that's why she's been less on. If you're a nerd like me that also loves sports, if you're in that Venn diagram of, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars slash football, follow T-Bob Hebert.
Yes, I like T-Bob a lot.
That's a good one there.
T-Bob and Bunky for me on Twitter, and then like Instagram, there's some comedians and
Oh,
funny things that I follow on Instagram that are good. There's a guy on there that is he wears these glasses that have like the camera in them that you can't really tell, and he calls himself InfraBrand. And so, like he goes into like Walmart or something, and goes up to people and makes them like really uncomfortable. And I love that. I love like the live reaction of people just being uncomfortable by this like random person.
I don't like that.
And he'll be like he'll like start speaking Spanish to like Spanish speaking people, and like ask them if they want money, and he'll just start handing them like $20 bills. He'll go into an Applebee's and sit down and ask for like a linguine water. So he'll ask them to like bring him linguine in a cup of water. And he will sit there and drink this water linguine, and he'll have like a picture of an AI like dolphin, like the face of a head of a dolphin on a man's body. It's just like it's the weirdest thing ever, but it makes me laugh every single time.
You and I got different senses of humor.
Oh, this guy's hilarious. It's like really, really uncomfortable stuff.
I don't like when people who aren't being paid are made to be part of the joke. Like, I don't like that. Like,
he is paying them.
Well, I'm just saying, if I'm in Walmart and somebody comes up to me and tries to make me feel uncomfortable, that's not going to end well for anybody. I don't want to be a part of that.
I mean, he's literally handing you $100 in cash. Like,
if I'm getting money out of it, that's fine. But
that's what I'm saying. That's what he's doing.
But you said he makes people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's fun uncomfortable. It's not like, I mean,
because there are some of these people who do that, and they're not making. It's not funny.
It's so funny. It's funny.
I might check it out. I might.
This is like completely like innocent stuff.
Okay, as long as it's innocent.
And you're willing to fight this man in public.
I'm just saying that I see some of these people who do these pranks and stuff on people in who, you know, unsuspecting, and it's not funny. Cause like you're gonna get shot one of these days doing that.
If you get shot from someone just like playing a joke this guy's just weird,
mm-hmm.
then the person that's doing the shooting is a psychopath.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, in the world we live in right now, that is a real possibility. So just letting you know.
I don't know why you're so upset about this.
I'm not upset.
Instagram account that I follow that you aren't even looking at, that you have no clue.
I'm not upset.
And you're getting upset about
it. I'm not upset.
Just me telling you about it is making you upset.
I'm just saying, like, that's just not something I'm into. That's not my bag, baby.
Well, neither are French fries, so.
True, too.
Freak.
Tyler Ham, how do you balance personal opinions with objective reporting in your writing/speaking? Obviously not a question for Robbie. He only reports his personal and absolutely negative opinions. In seriousness, how do you balance it? You have to make this is just what I would think, Robbie. You tell me if you agree or disagree. You just have to make a conscious decision that you're going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give you an example. This past season with Ole Miss football, I mean, go back and listen to those things. Now, I'm just telling you, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that hates Ole Miss more than me. You're going to be hard-pressed. But when they play well, I gave them a lot of credit. I talked about how good they were. When they lost, look, I took my pleasures where I could. And when they lost to Kentucky, I lost to Florida, I had my fun. But, you know, going to the Egg Bowl, I mean, I wasn't going to sit there. I was not going to be the guy that sat there and tried to be like, oh, well, State has a great chance to win. They'll probably will. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to tell the truth. That's just my conscious decision. So you have to do that.
I feel like everybody knows where you and I stand at this point, but I don't think it ever really affects how we report or talk about Mississippi State.
Right.
Or Ole Miss. Because both of us said that last year was going to be very difficult for State fans. State was not going to be good, and Ole Miss was going to be a playoff contender. And that's exactly what happened. They didn't go to the playoff, but they were in contention up until the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's perfectly – I've never been one of these people that's, like, looking down on people for being a fan of certain teams. Mm-hmm. I think we can't be robots. There is no truly objective reporting out there. Everybody has feelings on certain things. So you cannot completely eliminate your feelings on what you're covering or anything like that. Like that's an incredibly difficult thing to do because we're all human beings. But whenever you're writing and whenever you're covering something, I think that you can be objective. I think I can look at a Mississippi State game and I can tell you what happened in a ball game, and I can tell you whether or not that was good or bad. and do it without my feelings being involved. And if I want to get my feelings involved, then I will tell you this is my personal feeling. I label it as a column. I write it accordingly. But when it comes to my game stories and it comes to the way that I report things, it's strictly what I see and what happened in the
As it
ball
should
game
be.
and what's happening for Mississippi State.
As it should be.
And I like me growing up a Mississippi State fan, and I want Mississippi State to win ball games. I want them to do very well. I want everybody that works here to succeed. I don't think that has anything to do with the way that I report things. That's how I look at it. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to do it the best that I can in a professional matter. And there's going to be times where I give you my personal opinion based on a guy that grew up a Mississippi State fan. But at the end of the day, I feel like you and I both do a pretty good job of taking our feelings away from things for the most part and just telling you what's happening and how it is.
I agree. Junction Report, your question is too long. Look, this is a full paragraph plus all these stats here. No chance. Monroe Walker asks us, what are y'all's thoughts on the change from Sunday blacks to the maroon pinstripes? Should these be in the weekend rotation? They
Yes.
absolutely should, first off. Those are classic uniforms.
They are, like I said on Sunday, they're arguably the best uniforms Mississippi State
I have
has.
no problem with that decision whatsoever.
I would do just what they did. I would do, well, they didn't do it this weekend because I think they wore maroons on both in both games Saturday, didn't they? I would do maroon 85s, white 85s,
And pinstripes.
pinstripes.
Yeah,
Yes.
I don't have a
Those would
problem
be
with
that
that.
would be my jersey combinations.
I don't have a problem with that at all. Where are we here? Mason Welch, if Babe McCarthy was allowed to play in the postseason with Bailey Howe, what do those teams accomplish? What would have been the bigger impact to state? I think they would have won a national title.
At the
And so
very least, that they would have played for one, I think.
they would have probably been in multiple Final Fours, in which case maybe Mississippi State's basketball program historically doesn't go through what it went through from the end of the 63 season to basically the start of the 91 season. Maybe you have
Yes.
a little bit more consistency. Hunter Johnson, let's go hypothetically. If State wins 2 of 3 from Ole Miss and 2 of 3 from Missouri, does State get into the NCAA tournament in this scenario at 14 and 16? They do, but gosh, people would be looking at them like, how'd you lose to Missouri?
They'd probably be a three seed, don't you
Yeah.
think?
And today's the first bracket that came out today has State as a 3 seed in the Florida State regional, which is the number 3 regional. So back to
Now,
Tallahassee, Robbie.
Florida State would absolutely hate that.
Yeah, they would not be happy with it
State
right
has had a lot of success there,
now.
and
Yeah.
State's playing much better
State's come out
basketball.
of that regional twice
Yes.
to go to the super regionals. So
And they've been there, I think, three times.
John Stansberry. Any relation? Who is y'all's
No,
top?
he doesn't have a Old Testament name.
That's a good point. Who's y'all's top four for a new skipper? Well, John, listen to yesterday's Thunder and Lightning podcast. We sort of laid that out for you.
Well, he didn't have a chance to when he sent this.
Are we sure?
Yes.
No, you're wrong. You're incorrect. He sent this at 9:45 last night. I had the podcast up before 8.
Do you think he actually listened to that at
Irrelevant.
point?
Irrelevant.
People don't, a lot of people don't listen
You
to the
said he didn't have a
podcast at
chance to
nighttime.
listen to it. He had a chance. He could have listened to it twice.
You don't have to yell at him for not listening to the
I'm
podcast
yelling
an
at
hour after you
you.
put it up last night.
I'm yelling at you. You're the one being yelled at right now, not
All I
John.
got to say is you better be happy that I'm in a different location than you right
Okay.
now.
Well,
I would
you
take
feel
that
strong?
keyboard.
You feel strong?
I would take that keyboard.
Huh?
I would turn that thing
Huh?
sideways, and you know the rest.
Yeah. Oh, do I?
You do. I believe you do.
All right then.
Next.
Do we think State sweeps Ole Miss? Sweeps is tough. I would. You know what's funny is I think State will win the series as we sit here right this second. But sweep, I mean, it's tough to ask a sweep of anybody.
Yeah, I'm not predicting a sweep, but
Okay.
I do think that they can win the series.
Brian, do you think Chelsea finishes in the top four? If they win Saturday or Sunday, they will. If they win Sunday, they will finish in the top four. If they don't, it's going to be tough.
Okay, please don't watch that at the game this time.
Well, it's at 6 in the morning, so I don't think I can.
Good.
That'll be an early one. Winston, is Joe Powell the most improved player on this roster? Yeah, I think so. Got to be, right? Who else is a choice?
Yeah,
Luke Dotson, maybe? But I mean, he hasn't had the same impact that Joe Powell has.
I mean, that would probably be my choice.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with it then.
Because I can't think of anybody else that, Nolan Stevens would be up there if he were playing more and producing,
Yeah.
but we don't even see him on the field right now, so it's hard to do that. Let's see. I mean, Powell batted 269 last year, and he's batting 282 this year. So he has the same amount of home runs, basically the same doubles. I don't know. I mean, he's been a little bit better, but not overwhelmingly.
All right. Yes, we'll go with Powell. I'll go with him.
Just because
Alexander.
there's, I guess, no other real
There's not
choices.
really a lot of choices, yeah. Alexander Watson. If the DeLorean was a manual, I'm sorry, the DeLorean was a manual transmission, so how did Doc shift it with a remote control? I mean, you could still shift things with a remote control. He was a scientist. He had it all figured out.
Don't question him.
Yeah.
Don't question the science, Alexandra.
We got too much science questioning being happening right now.
Like, how did we get to 80,000 people in
Exactly.
Prescott District?
Alexandra, do kids answer Pop-Tarts now instead of bananas since they most closely resemble phones today? How have we not had like a Pop-Tart back to a phone yet? That's a good question. I mean, if I gave you the strawberry frosted back to your phone here, would you use that?
Well, I think what we could do is we could make, they make cakes, like they make these
Everything,
things like cakes, everything. Let's just make a Pop Tart.
iPhone.
Yes.
Oh, this is a $1 million idea,
It's
right?
just like that's like a
It looks
birthday
like an
themed.
iPhone, but then you take a bite out of it and it's got a delicious fruit filling.
Correct.
I'd eat it. What do we
I know
call
you would.
it? iTart? Oh, you son of a...
Are you a strawberry Pop Tart guy?
Frosted strawberry is the goat of Pop-Tart.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Frosted blueberry, also very good. They don't, you can't find them anymore, but I'm telling you, one of the top ones is the Eggo one.
The Eggo one
Yeah, it
as
tastes
a
like waffles.
waffle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really good. Really
Okay.
good. There you go. Also, if you ever watch Family Guy and they sing, "Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?" It's good.
I have heard that. I've heard it's pretty good.
Butter on a Pop-Tart is good. Very good. Bryce Davidson. Did Chris Lamona sit down and watch every pitch from the past four games or not pay them any attention? What would you all do in that position? I bet Lamonis is probably trying to disconnect a little bit. I don't think he probably watched much this weekend, if at all. And I would, that's how I would do it. If I got fired in that situation, I would be like, I'm gonna get away from baseball for a couple of weeks.
I did wonder that because I know that Chris was probably he probably wanted to get away. He likes to play golf. He likes to get out and go to the beach and things like I could see that. But at the same time, this is a guy that's deeply connected with this baseball team.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that he wasn't paying attention and cheering them on and wanting them to do well. So I don't know.
Let's see here. Ryan Reynolds, the actor?
Yeah.
Assuming the new baseball coach is one from your hot board, anything less than blank would be considered a failure over the next 5 seasons. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep high expectations. So if they get one of those four guys, my expectations over the next 5 seasons are five trips to the NCAA tournament and you host four of them.
High expectations.
I mean, is that really high expectations?
Well, for next year, I don't know. I mean, I would have to see first what happens to the roster. Because I imagine there's going to be a lot of turnover, and I mean, I can't just come out right now and say, like, you better
I'm
get
going to
five.
assume a good coach will come in here and hit the portal hard and bring in good players.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I don't think you automatically can just pencil them in. I mean, there's still a lot that has to happen. That's a lot of roster turnover. I said in a video.
I'm going to believe in the process.
Oh, I know you will, and you'll come back and and say they better do this and they better do that, and that's just not realistic.
If being one of the top 64 teams in the country next year isn't realistic, you hired the wrong guy.
No, I don't do what you do. I don't go to those links.
Okay.
If he doesn't have a good season next year, he's the wrong guy. He can't. If Brian O'Connor comes in here and just automatically,
if Brian O'Connor comes in here and can't get Mississippi
roster,
State into an NCAA tournament in year one, yeah.
Brian O'Connor went to two trips to College World Series the last 2 years, and he's about to miss the tournament, and you want to still hire him. But now you're going to say if you hire him and he doesn't make the tournament, that he's not the right guy. Like, sometimes you need to listen to what you're actually saying when you say it.
I just said it.
And it doesn't make any
sense.
Came
out of my mouth.
It doesn't make any sense. That's the top guy that you want, and he's literally probably not going to the tournament this year after going to two College World Series. Can you please put your phone up and talk to me?
My daughter is texting me.
I said, put your phone up.
It's my daughter.
I said, put your phone up.
It is a family member asking me a question that needs immediate attention.
I said, put your phone up.
You know, you're the one. You're the one who's lucky he's not here right now. You're the lucky one.
This.
Because let me tell you something right now. I would tombstone pile drive you into the floor.
There's no way you're getting up from that. You getting down to your knees is not possible.
I could do it, brother.
You can't get back up.
Oh, I can get back up.
No, you can't.
You're saying right now, if I'm
don't
on
change
my
the
knees,
subject.
I can't stand up.
Don't change
hold
the
on,
subject.
Hold on. You're saying right that's a long phalange. You're saying that if I was on my knees right now, I couldn't stand up.
It would be a chore. Don't do it. Don't get on that nasty floor. That was a chore just getting out of the chair.
All right, on my knees. Everybody can see, right? Now, am I allowed to, like, I don't have to, I'm not going to grab the table, but I can like move one leg at a time, right?
No.
I just got to hop up?
Yeah.
You
gotta
I can't
kick
do that.
Up.
You can't do that. I mean,
you
I can do
kick
this.
Up like Shawn Michaels.
I'm up.
That was a chore. Now look at you. Look at you. Look how long it took you to get back into your space.
My chair was over there. I had to go grab it. That is a totally normal time for a 50-year-old man to get up off of his knees.
You did all this to avoid your erroneous comments that you made before all this happened.
My comments were not erroneous. You started this because I was trying to talk to my daughter.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Oh, whatever.
I just want you to admit you're wrong for once.
I admit I'm wrong all the time. Every day I'm like, that was wrong. This is not one of those times.
Wrong.
Hulk, do you replace some words in certain songs? For instance, instead of Holy Diver, I sing Holy Bible.
Yes, Boynen down the avenue.
That's example. I can't say that I do that though. Normally, I just sing the song as it's written.
No, but you made fun of me a few years ago when I said waving your bladder all over the place.
That was not you. That was not you doing that on purpose. You thought those were the words. I also thought it was too many women, too many bills.
You did. You thought that was shoot to thrill was too many women.
There is one song that I do change the lyrics to. And I sing it to you. I sing it a bunch in the press box.
What's that?
I don't want to talk about you. Does Mississippi State have a shot, a real shot or an outside shot at Tennessee and Georgia this year, considering their quarterback unknowns? I would say outside shot against Tennessee.
Yeah.
No shot against Georgia. Georgia is still super, super talented.
Georgia's stacked, and I feel like they'll get their quarterback situation together. They might not be a lead on offense, but they'll be good enough. And Tennessee's got some – I mean, they got
players.
Question marks. They lost their running back. I mean, they got question marks at other positions too.
Yeah. What assistant coaches would you like to see State pursue? I assume you're talking about as the head coach? Because if you're asking me who I want as an assistant coach for baseball, I have no idea.
That's I think that's what he's talking
All right, then
about.
Elander and Coggin are the only two I'm interested in.
Yeah.
All
Now that we've talked, I had some stuff earlier today on the Wake Forest coach, Tom Walter. Now that we've talked about him a little bit, like, should we be considering Mascara, who's their pitching co coach, has been such a big reason for
feels like
them
I'd rather
becoming?
have him than the head coach than the head coach at Wake for some reason. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, we've given Will Coggin a lot of credit for what's happened at Kentucky and Georgia. So I do think that he deserves a lot of credit for what's happened at Wake Forest. But also, Walter's done a great job at Wake Forest. So I don't know. I would certainly consider him if I'm looking at assistant coaches.
Agreed. Let's see here. Rob Montgomery, if all college baseball jobs were open at the same time, what's the top five?
I'm gonna say LSU and Texas are in there.
Yeah, agreed.
Arkansas, I think,
Arkansas is a top
is a
five
top
job.
five program. Because you got to think about facilities, you got to think about support.
I gotta put Mississippi State in there. I just do.
I think if you're talking about resources and stuff like that, I think that they certainly have a case. If you're talking about just accomplishments and consistency, then you would probably consider like somebody like Oregon State, but they don't have the same resources.
Right.
But I think
You can't
certainly,
consider, I would not have Oregon State as a top five. No.
no-brainers are Texas and LSU, and I think Arkansas is in there too. And then there's a lot of different teams that you can talk about. Florida State, what Florida State's accomplished over their
Florida
existence.
State can be in this discussion. I don't have a problem with that.
No national championships.
No national championships. They are easily the best program to not win a national title. I would, or is Arkansas?
I think Florida State is because of the amount of times that they've been there and the time period they have been as good as they've been under Mike Martin whenever he was there. I mean, this is a program that has been to the College World Series more times than anybody and not won it.
Yeah.
So I put them in Arkansas in a very similar spot, although I think Arkansas has far more support than they do.
Yeah, agreed.
We'd be talking about Arkansas a lot different if they had won a national
That guy
title.
catches a foul ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. Our buddy Nathan Kelly, how do grown men justify being fans of the Savannah Bananas? Should we be checking their testosterone levels? Is anybody actually a fan of the Savannah Bananas? I mean, they don't ever lose. It's like the Globetrotters. Like,
It's just a
it's an exhibition. You just go to have fun.
yeah.
But that being said, I wouldn't go without my children. I would not go see a Savannah Bananas game with like me. I would not tell, hey, Robbie, do you want to go to a Savannah Bananas game? I wouldn't want to do that.
Probably wouldn't either,
So,
but it's just fun.
Also from Nathan, do you believe in Joe Hendry? I have said his name. He may appear.
He's been on NXT the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's he's yeah.
You know the funny thing about Nathan is we're watching we're watching WrestleMania. I'm texting back and forth with Nathan,
Yeah.
and Randy Orton has the match and he's waiting for his opponent to come out, and Joe Hendry comes out, and I send to him in all caps, Joe Hendry. He had never seen Joe Hendry.
Oh,
And
really?
he was legitimately pissed about it. He wanted somebody that he knew or whatever. He's like, this is terrible. I can't believe this. And I told him, I was like, you will like this guy. This is going to be one of your guys. And for the last like month or however long it's been since WrestleMania, he sends me like Joe Hendry stuff like every day. He is now obsessed with Joe
Obsessed
Hendry,
with Joe Hendry. Okay.
just as the prophecy had foretold him.
There you go. Jay in Baltimore. We all know Gary Henderson did not get the job after a run to Omaha in 2018 with an Omaha appearance seal it for Parker. I say no. I think he has to win the national title. That's the only way he gets the job.
I mean, if you didn't hire Gary Henderson after he essentially coached the entire season for
Yeah,
Mississippi State,
you're definitely
then I
not.
don't think you have this would be even more fluky than that to me. If Justin Parker goes on a run, I mean, you're talking about a month period here with Justin Parker as the head coach.
Yeah,
I don't think you can make that move,
agreed.
and he may very well be a great candidate for this job and a great head coach, but I don't think that we have enough to go on here to make that decision. You have to go hire the best guy for Mississippi State right now.
Agreed. Agreed 100%. You just can't. You have to think about the long term. You can't just let
Can't
what
get caught up in
happens
the
this year.
motions.
Yeah, exactly. The maroon moron says, "What's one moment in your life if there had been cameras around, you would have ended up going viral?" I actually
Oh.
have one. Do you have one? That's like not that I don't want you to out yourself for a crime here or
I
anything.
have a lot.
Okay, so I'll tell you mine, and I don't know how viral it would have gone, but people would have laughed at me. My freshman year of football, I'm on the sidelines, and we're punt. Somebody's punting. It's either us or the other team. I don't know, but it gets shanked. Right, it's coming out of bounds. Well. When I wear football, when I was playing football, I didn't wear my glasses, right? So I'm nearsighted. I can only see stuff that's close to my face. So I look up and I can tell the ball is coming, but I have no real gauge for it. Like I can't gauge how far away. So I'm trying to like back up. So I don't, I'm, there's no way I'm going to catch it. So I'm just trying to back up and get out of the way, and I fell.
I
And
wish I had that video.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have gone viral.
Yes, I would
So
love to have that.
yeah.
I would say the up there for me was back during my early college days when things were quite crazy. I was at a house party in Decatur in East Central, and one night it had been raining. It was actually, I think, was raining. And we were all on the porch, big house party. And I was one of those people that I was like the entertainment pretty much. And so I decide I'm going to go slip and slide on the grass. And I don't know what I was doing. I don't know if I didn't have depth perception or what, but I took my shirt off and I slid. And I did not slide on the grass. I was sliding on the concrete walkway that was just mud and rain and concrete. So I slid across that concrete in the rain and mud and just completely gutted my chest, my stomach, everything. I mean, I had absolutely just destroyed my body doing this. That probably would have went viral.
It's a good one. I'm sure some of my friends and some of your friends who are listening will be texting us and be like, "Don't you remember when you did this, you idiot?" And that probably could add some more. That was just
Yeah,
the
I have
first
a
one that
few
came to
more
mind.
that I don't need to share publicly.
Mangum Cafe, were we seeing a new recruiting trend under Lemonis? Here's the pick. So it has all of the Mississippi kids on the roster. So from 13 to 25, 12, 13, 9, 15, 17, 10, 17, 16, 16, 17, 16, 13, 10. That feels kind of stable. Doesn't really feel like much of a trend.
Yeah, I mean it's really not a big.
There's not like a huge gap there. Yeah. Like we're talking about going from 17 to 10. That's not a, I mean, especially when like you got to consider the transfer portal comes in at some point. So it becomes less about the guys you have on. I think if you go back and look at how many kids they signed for Mississippi, it's much higher.
Yeah.
Also, does State overplay sounds like clap your hands? And the dude, Mangum Cafe, I also hate to be the one that breaks this to you. You're just getting old.
Think so.
I do. I do. And that's it. That's all for questions, but I would like to. Our friend Rob Hadaway sent this to me. I don't know why he didn't tag you. He should have. But I'd like to read you this this tweet, Robbie, from Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner, who says, "Let's say you got 100 average men, no weapons, no training, just fear in their eyes and dad bods in their way. Then you got one full-grown silverback gorilla, 600 pounds of pure rage, muscle, and tree-ripping power. Now here comes the math. out of those 100 men, maybe 25% don't even show up once they see the gorilla. That's 25 cowards eliminated immediately. Then you got 33 and a third of them just trying to talk it out. They're done. Another 20% just stand there frozen, pissing their pants. Now you're left with about 21 guys panicked, half committed, and getting launched like lawn darts. But what if Big Papa Pump's in the mix? You just tipped the freaking scale. Now it's not 100 men versus one gorilla. It's one gorilla versus the genetic freak. And that spells disaster for that gorilla.
Yes.
I agree. Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you hear me. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some football on Thunder and Lightning. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Holler
Mississippi.
If you hear me.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.